Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduate and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'll be sharing an experience I had over this weekend, and I've decided to tag it, Take Charge of Your Learning. Take Charge of Your Learning. Let me open with this quote by Jim Rohn. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. I take that again. You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. Okay, so what actually happened over the weekend? Okay, so over this weekend, after a very, very, very long time, seriously, I found myself going for a physical training. Interestingly about this training is the fact that I was not a facilitator. I was a participant. You know, over a long period of time, when you've been facilitating other trainings, people have been benefiting, you join online webinars, you have a lot of online sessions, you often forget that there is always a place for a physical training. So what did I do? I became a participant. You're wondering, why would I go and sit down for a participant? Because I needed to learn something. I needed to take charge of my life. I needed to go and get extra knowledge and extra boost. Brainstorm with like minds, be able to push even my destiny forward. You know, many people feel that I don't have needs in my career anymore. I don't have needs concerning the things I do. We all have that at every point in time, and there's always a need for us to go and sit down and get that extra push and learn something new. So over the weekend, I went with open minds. I had fun learning new concepts sincerely, and I know that the days ahead are going to testify to that effect. Just stay tuned, because something different is going to happen, and it's going to eat the airways very, very, very soon in the days ahead. So I want to ask you a question. What's the whole idea about this personal tale? The whole idea is this. Permit me to ask you this question. What are you doing exactly to take you from point A to point B in your career journey? You know, the last two episodes of Career and Employability Talk has been devoted to things around career planning, things around conducting a SWOT analysis. So if you need to, then go over those episodes again. That's episode 31 and 32. So you can just go over to shegwankyode.com/episode31. shegwankyode.com/episode32. And I'm asking you, the whole idea is moving from point A to point B. Are you actually exerting yourself enough to move from point A to point B? You set a career plan for yourself to say, in 5 years, in 10 years, I want to be doing this. But have you really broken it down to short terms and daily, weekly, monthly plans to say, if I need to attain this, then I need to learn something new? Are you actually doing that? The whole essence is not just to get you excited, it is to actually learn. That was exactly what I did this weekend. I had some plans that I've been able to set for myself, and I needed to say at a certain point to say I need to sit down and get to work. So the question I'm asking you is this: what new thing have you learned or is beneficial to your life that you have learned in the last 6 months? If your answer is a no, then there's a problem. You're trying to build a career in human resources, but you've never taken time to do any course in HR, and you're waiting for an HR job. I'm sorry, that's not likely to happen because you're not exerting yourself. You're not moving in the direction of your dream. You need to take charge of your learning. And you know, interesting is the fact that the online medium is a wealth of knowledge. And you know, a few days ago, so I was telling a colleague in the office, I said, I don't know what we will have become if the internet never existed. So one thing is going for a physical class, a physical training, a physical workshop, or whatever it is. Another thing is leveraging the online medium. So the question is this: I can go on and on. The question is, what are you doing to take yourself from point A to point B in your career journey? Are you really doing anything? Are you trying at all? Now, because you cannot continue to wish that you will become something in your career and you sit down in someday island and you're wishing that one day I'm going to become the HR director, one day I'm going to become the chief operating officer, one day, it's always going to be someday island. But you need to get to work. You can't just sit down thinking that it's just going to happen. You need to take charge of the learning, online, offline. You need to take charge of the conversation. You need to talk to people. Individuals have been there before. So, you know, one of the highlights of this weekend is the fact that I discovered something shocking. What I thought as right became nonsense by the time it was open to the light of other like minds. So that means sometimes in life we learn, relearn, and we learn all over again. So the important thing is this: we need to take charge of our lives. We cannot take charge of the seasons, but you need to take charge of your life. So I want to close with the words of Warren G. Bennis, and he says, taking charge of your learning is taking charge of your life, because it's synonymous to being an integrated person. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. Don't forget, go over to shegwankyode.com if you need to drop a message, if you need to drop a comment, you need to ask a question. And if you need help, I'll be very much available to help you. I'm just a tweeter. We just tweet at me, shegwankyode, on Twitter, and you'll be so glad to get a response. So thank you very much once again for listening to this episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegwankyode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegwankyode. To know more about Shegwankyode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegwankyode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website, www.shegwankyode.com. See you next time.